Hello, I'm Ann Quaserano, and today I'm at Diadamo Personalized Nutrition in Wilton, Connecticut. And today we have the opportunity to speak with Dr. Diadamo about our Deflect products. Dr. Diadamo, can you tell us a little bit about lectins and why they're a problem?
Yes, certainly. The major thing to know about a lectin is that it's a very common class of proteins that are found in many of the foods that we eat. So, for instance, many of the grains and the beans, legumes, certain meats, seafoods, and some vegetables contain proteins that are sort of like the molecular equivalent of a piece of Velcro. They sort of attach to the cells in our body, and oftentimes the lining of the digestive tract or the cells of the bloodstream are two of the prime areas where this occurs. And by attaching to the cells of the body, they can cause a reaction called agglutination, which is the act of cells getting stuck to other cells or clumping together. This agglutination phenomenon actually causes a lot of consequences that can be part of a real difficulty in terms of controlling inflammation or enhancing one's metabolism. And we know that many of these lectins are in the food and they're not destroyed by cooking. The real significant thing about these lectins is that many are specific to your blood type, and the chemical that they attach to is actually part of your blood typing system. So, for instance, in my case, I'm a type A person, and certain foods that contain proteins that would agglutinate the lining of my digestive tract or my red blood cells would not have that same reaction in a person who was a different blood type, like O or B. And consequently, people who were, for instance, blood type O would have other foods that would react with their blood type by virtue of these lectins that are specific for type O, but they wouldn't react with me. So knowing your blood type, and this was, I think, the real important message of my first book, Eat Right for Your Type, was that knowing your blood type allowed you to navigate through foods which contain things that can react with your digestive tract that typically are not recognized by gastroenterologists or even most nutritionists simply because there's no way of being able to understand or predict their actions. And so having blood type as an important factor in your calculations allows you to control your intake of these foods. And doing so tends to produce an improvement in things like your immune system and in your metabolism. People who have difficulty controlling their insulin often have diets that are basically often high in these foods, and people with chronic digestive trouble can sometimes have damage that's the result of a long-term intake of foods that have these lectins, foods that are wrong for their type. So you wind up with a lot of the consequences of things that we put up with, gas and bloating and water retention, weight gain, inflammation, headaches. There's a poor immune function that can be eliminated by watching the diet and doing a variety of different approaches to also blocking the effect of lectins in your diet.
Okay. So Diadamo Personalized Nutrition makes a product called Deflect. And from what I understand, it's a lectin blocker. Can you tell me a little bit about that product and why you have four different products, one for each blood type?
Well, Deflect actually is four different products. There's Deflect A and Deflect B, and Deflect O, and Deflect AB. And the reason that we created four different Deflect products is that, as I said in the earlier part of the interview, these lectins in the diet are blood type specific. And so if we were going to design a product to block their effects on our body, we have to have products that are different because they also have to be specific to the person's blood type. So for instance, in a person who's blood type O, we use a species of seaweed in the Deflect O product that has a sugar in it called fucose. And fucose actually has the ability to block certain types of lectins that are specific for blood type O because the chemical that makes a person blood type O is the sugar fucose. So by giving them a dietary product that contains similar types of sugars to fucose in combination, we're able to sort of more or less block the attachment of these lectins to the digestive tract by using a product to essentially attract the lectins to itself rather than allow the lectins to block to the actual tissue of the person. Type A, for instance, has a different metabolic makeup, and so their defect product typically tends to be higher in things like chondroitin and the sugar mannose. Chondroitin is used by some people to control things like their joints and stuff, but it's very useful if you're trying to block lectins that are specific for a person who's type A. Type B, we tend to use more of a simple sugar called pectin, and that pectin actually has the ability to supply a simple sugar called galactose, which actually helps type B block lectins that are specific for that sugar, which happens to be part of the blood type B system. So we see here four different lectins products because of the four different needs. And that's actually been the reason I think that the products are just so phenomenally successful. These products are used probably by more clinicians than any other product I've ever designed.
Interesting. I have one final question. I'm not always 100% compliant. I would say probably about 70% compliant to my diet. And I've been trying to get rid of a few extra pounds, but they are just sticking around. And my weight has plateaued. Would Deflect help me to lose those few remaining pounds?
We use in our clinic the Deflect product as one of the premier treatments of people who have a metabolic blockage or seem to have more of that mid-abdominal weight that's so characteristic of people as they sort of approach middle age and their metabolism slows down or they become more sedentary. Part of it is because these lectins do have effects on the regulation of insulin and the metabolic condition of the digestive tract. So healing these two functions basically has a very significant effect on the person's ability to have proper hormone function and proper signaling that occurs inside the cells, proper conversion of sugar into triglycerides and then triglycerides back into sugar so they can be burnt. It all is better when the diet is intelligently designed to minimize these types of molecules and the supplement can be employed as an additional assistant to that to make the process go a little faster.
Great. Thanks so much, Dr. Diadamo.